Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're so excited about this awesome thing that Steve is going to share with us that's just going to change your entire weekend.
Wow.
You're going to be carried on this one moment, and I'm sure you're going to want to even download this segment and sign up for the podcast. Don't forget, you can do that at VFNTV.com. But it's just, if you haven't yet got it, you know, Get Crazy Love, Francis Chan's second edition, called Revised and Updated Edition of his book called Crazy Love. And remember, called to love. And so what, this is one thing that happens at, I'm giving Steve time to get this profound thing. if you go to Mike Bickle's International High School Prayer in Kansas City, they pray this prayer, which is very good. And we need to make sure we have this. Make sure we pray, you know, as well, but praying in our community, that we want everything that hinders love to be removed.
That's good.
Everything that hinders love to be removed. And it's very important to get rid of things of that nature, because we're called to love. And many things hinder love, right?
Oh, yeah.
Start. You want to say?
Yeah.
Okay. And
that was deep.
I felt hindered. Didn't you feel hindered? I felt hindered. But Lord, I just, you know. Anyway, so, but the thing about it is that what an important prayer that is, because some husband said, my wife prayed that everything that hindered love would be removed from her life. I ain't seen her yet.
She just left.
God took me out of her life. I guess, was I hindering her or what? I don't know what that was. And so, that's a huge prayer.
Yeah.
Because so many things will happen. He says, Lord, you know, help me not be offended. The word, this is what Revelation says, by your judgments. Mm. Because you think about it, when a good father comes in there and begins to deal with some things, I mean, no discipline seems pleasant at the time, Hebrews writes about, but it works holiness in your life. But in that process, if we don't understand what's going on, you can be easily offended. Or things can happen that will hinder your love.
Yeah.
And one big thing that hinders love is pride.
Yeah.
Self-awareness. When people were talking about, those on radio couldn't see that, but Pat's head was bobbing up and down.
Yeah, he was, he was like green. Right.
I was thinking about all the time. Yeah,
right.
hindered.
Yeah.
And, those people.
And so that, because it's like, okay, you can love me, but I'm not going to love you. It's self-love. You know, I want everything to work out for me. And when you think about that quote, I mean, you think about, right?
Yeah, that, you know, recently we shared in a past program on that. In Crazy Love, one of those recent quotes was, men are never duly touched and impressed with a conviction of their insignificance until they've contrasted themselves with the majesty of God.
And it's actually this program you shared it on.
But oh, yeah, this one, yeah.
Right.
But that's just, that's so significant, too, is that, when you think about that, when you're so focused on God, it's just like God's holy. He has no sin in him, and it exposes our own pride.
Right.
And it's just like, as we've been talking about, just
our pride.
I'm sorry?
Our pride.
Yeah, exactly. The pride in ourselves.
Right.
And it's just like,
God doesn't have any.
Because when you look at the awesomeness of God, it's just like, it's that double question like we were saying before. It's like, how awesome God is, or who do I think I am?
Yeah.
And it's just like, we can get caught up in like what you're saying. It's like there's so many things going on in the world that tries to distract us or pull us away from just focusing on God and gazing on God. And this is the crazy thing. You know, Francis writes, he says, can you worship a God who isn't obligated to explain his actions to you? Because without beholding God, you're like, well, God, why did you allow this? Why didn't you do this? And this should have happened.
A lot of coffee's been drunk over that question.
And that's the huge thing. And it's just like, no. God doesn't deserve for you to come to him and say, why not this? Why not this? You just deserve to worship him. You know, and that's the huge thing, because it says, this is the other perspective. Could it be that your arrogance that makes you think that God owes you an explanation? And it's just like,
so the creator of everything,
yes,
who holds everything together that exists outside of all creation,
mm-hmm.
sits in the center of it,
mm-hmm.
that, I mean, just thinking he owes us something, that's scary.
Yeah.
Especially when you look at, you know, the awe factor of God, and you realize not only are we a speck on the planet, but our planet is a speck in the Milky Way, and our mm-hmm. Milky Way is a speck in the universe. Mm-hmm. And if we had more Hubble space shuttle telescope, yeah. we could actually see even how much more small we were.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, what are we?
Yeah.
Who do we think we are? Who do you think you are, Steve?
Not very significant.
No, but you're loved by God.
Exactly. But that's that perspective.
But you're not God.
Very true. Thank God.
We'll get in the order right, because if we think he owes us an explanation, then we're saying, I'm God.
Yeah.
But if we ask for none or are okay with his decisions, then we say he's God.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Exactly. And it just reminds me, it's like as we've been walking through this and just learning and growing and just gazing on God. I was driving the other day down the freeway, and so often it's just like when you might be able to relate to this, you might not. It's like when you drive down the freeway, there's like billboards, there's signs, there's like distractions all over in front of your face.
They've been there, Steve.
For a very long time, I know. But you look at it, though. Yeah, there's colors, and there's greens, and there's different designs.
Oh, there's colors to them?
Yes, there are. Anyways, and it's like, but if you go up just past the green, where it meets the blue, and you look at the sky, and I just got caught up.
You're talking about the grass and shrubberies and trees.
No. Stay with me now.
I'm lost already.
Can we talk about one particular billboard?
No.
Okay. I was on a freeway.
They do this. It's okay. Give me a minute.
Okay. We're just trying to catch up with
you. So if you think about it, if you just get above all that and you just look up.
Okay.
And you look at the sky, and I'm driving, and I had to remind myself, like, oh my goodness, I'm driving.
So glad you reminded yourself. Yes. I may have been coming the other way.
And you look up, and you just get caught up in looking at the clouds, and you're like, what God creates is so much more beautiful than what we create.
Oh, yeah, because the signs are men.
Yes. And it's just like there's so many distractions, and it's just like God is just speaking to me. It's just like he's saying, behold me more. Focus on me more. Just look at what I am and who I am more mm-hmm. often, because it's just like there's so many things that are going on, like those shiny objects, those shiny keys, and it's just like, even when we behold him, by beholding God, it causes us to look at ourselves and realize that we're not God. Mm. And that's okay, because that's part of it. But if you look at it, you know, when you spend time just in your walk with the Lord, everything that he shows you, it's a process, it's a journey. And it's just like when we begin talking about, okay, let's learn how to love again. Let's get back to that momentary pause of love. And it's just like when you're driving your car, every now and then you got to stop, you got to get a checkup, you got to do your oil change, you got to reevaluate things, because just continuing to drive, you're going to cause problems. Mm-hmm. But just reevaluating and taking that step back and just looking at only God, yeah, you're going to realize like, wow, I don't do this enough. Mm-hmm. But that's good, because then you're realizing I got to do this more often. And that's so encouraging, because it's just like it's reminding me, it's just like beholding him and focusing on God, even amidst all the distractions and thing that's going on in the horizontal, when you get above that and you look up, it just causes you to find that peace and rest in him.
Right.
Even when he shows you how prideful and selfish you are. Because you're just like, I just want to be more like you.
That's so good. It makes me think of Psalms 36 and 5 when he says, your love, Lord, reaches to the heavens.
Mm.
Your faithfulness to the skies. Your righteousness is like the highest mountains. Your justice is like the great deep. You, Lord, preserve both people and animals. And you think about this, that, you know, when we start lifting our eyes up, and when you get to the mountains, you're looking at things that God created.
Mm-hmm.
When you start lowering your horizontal perspective, you're starting to see a tree that's been trimmed by somebody, a hedge that's been trimmed, a grass that's been mowed, a sign that's been put up, a house that's been built. It's like, that's good, that's bad. But when you lift your eyes up, it's like men didn't tamper with that.
Yeah.
You know, and I remember getting, my kids purchased me a sunroof for my one of my trucks that I had. And it was just it's just great to be able to pull the top down and the truck and just see the sky. We were always under a roof. We're always under the car roof or under a house roof or a patio roof. Seldom are we're getting out from, you know, out from under the sun. And but sometimes you just got to sit back and just look at the clouds and look at God, look at the universe, especially when you get the awe factor. You say, I want to look further past this universe. I want to see, you know, what God has done.
Yeah, and don't not look at the clouds just because you're not a five-year-old anymore. God still wants us to have that faith like a child and just focus on Him.
Right, and just say, you know, hey, that looks like a dog. That looks like a cow. That looks like the New Orleans Saints. You know what I'm saying? It does look like they lost. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
But yeah, just looking at, you know, I remember, you know, just recently when you look at the Gulf of Mexico, and you get a higher viewpoint of looking at it, you can almost see the curvature of the earth. When you think, my goodness, what is men that you are mindful of them? You think about it, puts everything totally in perspective. And truly, like Francis is saying from that particular quote in his book, is that until you get a good look at God, you've never taken a good look at yourself. Well, God bless. We had a great time. Don't forget about Marathon Weekend, each program of that week, back to back. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.